Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF plans to establish a Haredi-operated suicide drone factory to counter Hezbollah threats. Coming in now. Also, Ynet reveals that IDF troops secretly crossed the Litani River, engaged with Hezbollah for 3 days, and uncovered invasion tunnels earlier this hour. Also this hour, Times of Israel covers Israel's rejection of a New York Times column alleging the widespread rape of Palestinian inmates, calling it a blood libel. The Australian Jewish News announces that the Australian government has committed additional funding to enhance Jewish community security in the past hour. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF has crossed the Litani River, reaching one of the deepest points in southern Lebanon from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. David Collier, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that the New York Times seeks to undermine Israel's fight against radical Islamic terrorism. Fleur Hassan Nahum, a deputy mayor of Jerusalem, commented recently that it's disgraceful for journalists to spread terrorist propaganda. Eisenberg, a regional analyst, noted earlier today that CNN's coverage highlights Hamas's systematic use of sexual violence, criticizing the timing of the New York Times' opinion piece. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's new drone factory plan, reported by the Jerusalem Post, the factory aims to bolster defenses against Hezbollah's drone activities in southern Lebanon. This move underscores rising tensions with Hezbollah, posing new challenges for Israeli defense, turning to the secret IDF operation across the Litani River. Ynet details a significant engagement with Hezbollah, where troops exposed strategic invasion tunnels. This operation reveals the complexities of ongoing conflicts in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel emphasizes Israel's strong denial of a New York Times column on alleged abuses. The ambassador to the U.S. highlighted the questionable credibility of the sources, stressing the impact of misinformation on international perceptions. On the diplomatic front, the additional funding by the Australian government, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, aims to combat anti-Semitism and extremism. This commitment reflects growing concerns over community safety worldwide. And finally, I-24 News' report on the IDF's movement into southern Lebanon marks a critical point in military operations. This development highlights the strategic depth of Israel's reach in countering regional threats. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that less than 3% of venture capital funding goes to women, a gap Hilla Ovel-Brenner aims to address, speaking at a tech conference in New York. Separately, Walla Business explores the impact of the strengthening shekel against the dollar. It raises concerns for Israeli startups and high-tech companies, affecting career stability. And finally, Globes shares that WhatsApp founder Jan Koum has donated $200 million to Jerusalem's Shaare Zedek Hospital, which will be renamed in his honor. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.